What do you think you're going to see in terms of rash with this dual approach?
Well, that's an intriguing concept. We don't know. They weren't able to get up to full doses on some trials where they combine these antibodies and TKIs because of rash. And I suspect we will run across rash at a higher rate or more significant rash, and we'll probably not be able to give full dose. So we may end up with 100 milligram erlotinib dose instead of 150, but we'll have to see.
Cool study. Sounds great. I want to hear what happens.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's replacing a current study, which is cetuximab plus celecoxib, which we'll be reporting in the GI symposium, and actually may have slightly intriguing data as well.